Please sit for the reading.
Today's reading comes from Luke chapter 13, verses 10 to 17, and it's one of Jesus' miracles. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over. "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites, does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox and his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, who Satan has bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at the wonderful things that he was doing. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Lord, for your word. Help us to understand it, to take it into our lives, and to be changed by it. Amen. I wonder if like me, you think Sundays are very different now from the Sundays we grew up with. Now, I think my grandparents could scarcely imagine having to struggle to church on a Sunday morning through roadworks, teams of workmen going about their everyday business. They weren't working yesterday. I don't quite get this. Anyway, not to mention the weekly worship at the Temple of Mammon that goes on in our shopping centres. I'm sorry if I sound like a grumpy old man, but I am. So my family tell me anyway. But Sundays are not what they were. And I do think that that's something to be sad about. Not that change in itself is a bad thing, but we have been told to keep the Sabbath, to keep it holy. And we've been told why. The words from the book of Exodus are, "Remember the Sabbath day, and remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor the stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." So, the Sabbath should be a day of rest in each and every week. A day of rest because God rested, and because we, created in God's image, need to rest too. Not just a day of rest for us as individuals, but for everyone within our influence. Our families, our visitors, those who do work for us. That's pretty much all of society, isn't it? Just a little aside, the ladies present may have noticed that although daughters and female servants are excused from work, there doesn't seem to be anything said about wives. Let me say, take that as read. But it's unhealthy for us not to rest. The way we have been made in God's image, God knows that it's unhealthy for us not to rest, and for society not to rest either. Our minds and our bodies need the reinvigoration that comes from inactivity. God knows that, knows what's best for us, and wants to ensure that we live well. And what's good for Christians is good for all humanity. We all need rest. We all need time off. So is it really good for society to be working, spending, consuming all of the time? And perhaps it's countercultural to have a view like that these days, but really, should we be entirely pleased with the 24/7 culture we find ourselves in? London Underground this week has just started running trains all through the night for the first time ever, in the name of convenience and choice. But, you know, I'm not convinced it's an unmitigated good thing. And, of course, we should recognise that some people do need to work on a Sunday. You may not agree with me about this. That's all right. So let's just have a look at what's going on in this gospel reading. Jesus cures a woman who has been suffering for many years. Because he does so on the Sabbath, the leader of the synagogue takes exception and literally lays down the law. What does Jesus think he's doing, violating the Sabbath, by helping a poor, sick woman? Couldn't he do that on the other 6 days of the week? And there, in a nutshell, we have the story of how so much can, has, and does go wrong among so-called people of faith, people like us, like you and like me. The synagogue leader makes two mistakes, I think. First, he confuses the literal detail of the law with its intention and purpose, seeing the rule but missing God's love. And what Jesus was doing was showing God's love towards someone in need, even if it seemed to conflict with God's law. But God's overriding law is love. The second thing I think he gets wrong is that he divides the week into two: Sabbath, holy, rest of the week, ordinary. But is that really how God created the week? All the words of the law are summed up in the two great commandments Jesus gave us: to love God and to love each other. And loving God means loving each other as God loves us, not putting rules first. God only wants what's good for us. The rules were only ever intended for our benefit, not for God's. As Jesus said, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. Jesus demonstrated the great love that God has for humanity in removing this woman's suffering, even though the law said he shouldn't be doing it at that time. But in so doing, he threatened the power of the religious authorities. And it was because of his attitude to the Sabbath that the authorities first took it into their heads to remove Jesus. When Jesus says, "Therefore, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath," as Matthew writes, "but the Pharisees went out and plotted how they might kill Jesus." Being countercultural has its dangers. What does this mean for us today? Well, I think perhaps we can learn from the synagogue leader not to put rules before love, and not to separate Sunday from Monday to Saturday. As the author of the novel The Colour of Purple, Alice Walker, once said, "Anybody can observe the Sabbath, but making it holy surely takes the rest of the week." And we should recognise that doing good on a Sunday, on the Sabbath, will involve some people working, keeping our hospitals going for a start, all the other things that we actually need. All I would say about that is that people need rest sometime, and 24/7 work isn't good. The Sabbath doesn't have to be Sunday. But we might want our society to reflect God's expressed will more than it does. But surely it's not Sunday trading or Sunday roadworks or 24/7 transport that really ought to concern us. Aren't there a whole load of other things in our society that we should be more uncomfortable with? Poverty, homelessness, violence, any form of injustice. Scripture clearly tells us that these are not acceptable to God. So why should we accept them? Shouldn't our priority be to be more like Jesus in the love that he shows for all of humanity? And on every day of the week, not just on Sundays. And perhaps to do that, we need to be prepared to question more of society's assumptions than we do. Amen.